You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Amongst the faith-based organisations present at the World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul is the Sovereign Order of Malta, reaffirming its over 900-year-old commitment and its present global outreach to those in need. The Grand Chancellor of the Sovereign Order of Malta, Albrecht Bösleger, told me why he believes the World Humanitarian Summit represents a unique and unprecedented opportunity.
First, it's the first time that the United Nations have called for a world summit dealing with humanitarian issues as the theme of the conference. Secondly, we regard with great concern that the respect for humanitarian law and humanitarian principle is declining in many regions of the world. And we hope that the summit will help to remember the signatory states of the conventions and everybody that they have to respect the principles of humanitarian law and treat people accordingly. Thirdly, in this context, we believe that it is important that the resources regarding peacemaking and peacekeeping, which are embedded in most of the religions, should be remembered and used in regions of conflicts. Many people see different religions or conflicts between religions as one of the major causes of war, which in fact is not true. Recent researchers have shown that religions are not the cause for the conflicts, but are very often misused to fuel conflicts or to give justification to conflicts, which in fact deal with questions of power, influence, economic matters, and so on.
Perhaps that's also why the involvement, the engagement of religious organizations and faith-based organizations is focal for you. Why do you think faith-based organizations make such a difference to situations of humanitarian assistance and protection?
90% of the world population belong to a religion. And a religious infrastructure is present in most regions. And people have trust in the leaders in most cases. So it would be stupid not to rely on those infrastructures to include them in negotiations while distributing humanitarian goods. They know where the needs are, which people one can trust. They stay after the first aiders have left to continue helping. So it's an infrastructure which is most appropriate to be involved in humanitarian aid.
There are five core commitments around which the summit is organized, and the Sovereign Order of Malta endorses all of them. Which one in particular is closest to your own mission?
I think the most actual one is how we treat refugees and migrants. It's a very hot potato at the moment. There's a lot of disagreement among the different nations, but we must uphold the dignity of these people and treat them as child of God. So we commit ourselves to continue our engagement in helping migrants and refugees in precarious situations.
Historically, the Sovereign Order of Malta has always been involved in health care and services, but refugee issues have definitely seemed to top your agenda lately. Am I correct?
Yes, we are active in the field of relief to refugees since many decades in different parts of the world, in Southeast Asia, in Africa, and other areas, but it has become, perhaps one can say, the topic at the moment.
What are your hopes for the outcome of the summit?
The hopes are that the attention of the world is drawn more intensely to the humanitarian tragedies which are going on, that awareness is raised regarding the challenges we are facing, for instance, the violations of humanitarian principles of course, in most cases are committed by military or militant groups which are not state armies. So those who are responsible have not signed the humanitarian conventions. But we also see that an increasing number of states who originally signed the conventions are violating the humanitarian principles. We hope that the attention will be drawn to this scandal. And on a more practical matter, we hope that some bureaucratic procedures regarding financing and coordination of humanitarian aid will be eased so that humanitarian aid can come to the beneficiaries more swiftly.
Finally, how important has Pope Francis's voice been within this perspective? He has called again and again for peace, for help for those in besieged countries. He's given a lot of support to your organization and to other organizations that bring assistance to refugees.
I think his position and his voice cannot be overestimated. He is one of the few, if not the only, uncompromised authority in this field. So his action and his appeals are of crucial value for all who are active in the field and, of course, for the victims.
That was Albrecht Boesleger, the Grand Chancellor of the Sovereign Order of Malta.